Okay, my timer on the computer tells me that we are in fact at 7 o'clock. So let's dive in. Look, first of all, just welcome, welcome, welcome. I love our sixth dimension community. I love our association. I love the opportunity to interact together and to grow and learn and develop together. So welcome to our entrepreneurship coaching session. Entrepreneurship is a big, big topic, and I'm thrilled to dive into it in a fundamental way tonight. Before we dive in, I'd like to hear from some on your action items from our last coaching session. We did goal setting theory day for our achievement coaching on Tuesday. I don't see anybody's mic unmuted, so I'm just going to go right to Cami. Cami, would you share with us one of your ahas and what you've been doing about it, and maybe a result or two? And then Seth, you're on. Oh, I don't think you're with us Tuesday, Seth. So maybe I'll go to John.
I knew it. I'm prepared. I knew you were going to call on me. I love the last three things that you said. Can I see myself achieving this? Do I believe it? And am I committed? To me, that was if I can't answer yes on all three of those, it's just not going to happen.
You know, Cami, it's so powerful. If you'll just think back a week to our coaching session a week ago, we started with that piece that is the base of our success pyramid, the organizational level strategy. And central to that is the strategic excellence position. It accounts for 47% of all the variableness associated with the success of an entrepreneur and that entrepreneur's business experience. Fundamental to that is vision. You know, so when we talk about vision, values, mission, goals, all of that same information applies. Can I see it? That's why I used vision here to start with. Can I see it? Can I see myself doing this thing? Can I see the outcome? Can I see myself lifting others, helping them? Can I see it impacting my own life? Can I see it? Do I believe it? Am I committed to it? So we get down to roadmap. Am I committed to the actions required to accomplish that vision? Cami, very nicely done. Great takeaway. Jonna, let's see. I'm not sure if you were here for all of goal setting last time or just a portion. But Jonna, maybe something from your high performance journal, a feeling, a thought, something that you've done as a result.
I was just so impressed. Can you hear me, Scott? I'm on my
Yes, I've
phone. I'm
got you.
driving
Thank
home.
you. Yes.
Okay. I was so impressed with Tuesday night because all my life I just would always set things that were just way above, and then I didn't know how I was going to do it. And Tuesday night put everything in perspective to me, and even it gave it. I loved how it gave us permission to, if we had set the goal too high, to readjust. That
Isn't
was
that
huge.
just powerful? So several places, John, and stay with me, leave your mic unmuted. So several places,
Okay.
that attainability and the notion that we're going to set range goals, and we establish the lower end of that range goal by incremental improvement. It's just a little bit better than what we're doing now. But that doesn't keep us from dreaming big on the upside. As we set that measurability and our range goal. But when we get clear down towards the end, evaluation, that we actually have the opportunity to evaluate, adjust, and prepare along those three or four different horizons, daily, weekly, monthly or quarterly, and annually. Jonna, I love that that was valuable to you. I don't know if I nailed the pieces that you were thinking, but keep going.
And you did. And I don't know. I just always make things too hard for myself. And I love the evaluation because to me, the evaluation keeps us focused on that goal. instead of, like you mentioned, Tuesday night, just setting it and then going on about our business and then kind of forgetting that we ever made the goal in the first place.
Wow, powerful. Nicely done. It was a wonderful coaching session for me, something I'm passionate about, and some pieces that are very unique to our sixth dimension community, things that not everybody understands or knows or gets. So I love, Jonna, that you had a good experience with. All right, tonight, entrepreneurship coaching. So as we think about entrepreneurship coaching, I'm going to start, Seth, with you. Tell Seth, in your mind, what does it mean to be an entrepreneur? What is entrepreneurship?
So in my mind, right, this is kind of a guess, but really I just think it's somebody that wants to pave their own way and wants to use their ideas to make money. They don't want anyone else to be their boss. That's kind of what I get the idea from entrepreneurship.
Seth, I love it. Nicely done. It's just creating and operating your own economic engine. It could be small, it could be way teeny, it could be large, but creating and or operating your own economic opportunity or engine. That's really what entrepreneurship is all about. Today, rather than go back to our success pyramid and dwell on some of those organizational level or marketing level or communication level strategies, I really just wanted to dwell a bit on entrepreneurship. So if we think about somebody who wants to or does create and operate their own economic opportunity, why is such a thing important? Annie, I'm going to go to you. Why is it important that there is such a thing as entrepreneurship or entrepreneurial opportunity?
So we can achieve higher dreams.
Oh my goodness. Annie, what a brilliant and succinct way to put this. So that we can achieve higher dreams. If you just look at what's going on economically around the world. Governments who have been traditionally communistic and repressive regimes are creating entrepreneurial opportunities for the very fundamental level of society, allowing people to raise their own vegetables and sell them in the market square. That's an entrepreneurial activity because they know that they really can't provide economic opportunity for everyone. So I love the way you said that. Okay, so I'm gonna take just a moment and contrast some things. First of all, two different perspectives on the world. One, a Frenchman who visited the United States around, I'm gonna say around 1850 or so, 1852, Alexis de Tocqueville was a French nobleman. And he came here ostensibly to do a review of this new country's penal systems. He came with a delegation of other French people. We don't really have a great deal of evidence that he spent a lot of time reviewing the penal system. But what he did spend a lot of time doing is just reviewing every aspect of American life. He wrote the book thereafter called Democracy in America. I would highly recommend this, though it's a lengthy and a bit of a heady read. It certainly would be on my recommended reading list. Alexis de Tocqueville, many people have quoted him as saying something like this. America's greatness is the goodness of her people. When America's people cease to be good, America will cease to be great. Well, that's just the end part of a lengthier quote. that says something like, I searched her harbors and her timbers and her natural resources, blah, 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 blah. And that was not the greatness of America. The greatness of America is the goodness of her people. Well, that has since been debunked as a specific quote. But I would say to all the debunkers, you missed the boat. You haven't read the book, because that is as succinct a summary of the message of Alexis de Tocqueville as any single succinct quote I've seen. So probably it's probably true that early people who attributed it to de Tocqueville were probably saying de Tocqueville said, and it is what he said in a whole two volumes. It's Democracy in America Volume 1 and Democracy in America Volume 2. It is the message of what he had to say there. And really, here are some of the things that he proclaimed and really praised America for. Number one, he praised Americans for their teamwork, their unity, for their commonality of spirit. He praised Americans for their treatment of their women, which is just wonderful. I love seeing that. He also went on to say how important it was that in America, everyone had equal opportunity to thrive. I'd like you to ponder on that quote, equal opportunity to thrive. So Debbie, if you think about that, what does that mean to you in terms of part of what makes America what it is, this equal opportunity to thrive?
Okay, well, first thing that comes to my mind is that I keep telling my children, we were designed to progress. We are not meant to be stagnant, and that is an equal opportunity for everyone. And when we have a civilization that allows that, there's no keeping us back. We're not meant to be held back in any way. We're meant to reach our full potential in every aspect. And so I think it's inherent in us. And I like to think that, yeah, our society cultivates that attitude.
Oh, Debbie, absolutely brilliant and inspired. That is really what Sixth Dimension is all about. Sixth Dimension is the opportunity. It fuels our opportunity for continuous growth, continuous development, continuous progression, rather than perpetuating what has become a stagnation in our recent economic outtake, the view from our government officials. So that's the second part of my contrast here. And I pick this up for two reasons. It is, in fact, our entrepreneurship coaching night. And I did want to get more fundamentally talking about entrepreneurship, but it was just a year ago this week that an American president visited Cuba. And from that land, he stood at the podium and used words like this. Oh, I'm not going to get them. He used words of praise for the communistic system that created opportunity for the people in those lands. It was just astonishing to me to hear an American president directly praise communism and its system of government, which had at its ideal the elevation of all of its people. It was astonishing for a number of reasons, one of which was within hours of his speech, a cruise ship picked up a ship of refugees, people who were desperately doing all that they could, risking life and limb to escape that land. They were dehydrated, they were diseased, they were sick and dying. But they risked dehydration, sickness, death, and disease rather than remain in that communistic regime that the current president a year ago was praising. Nine of their companions had already perished and lay dead in this craft that they had chosen as their escape vehicle. It is just not true, as Alexis de Tocqueville said. This is what he said: the happy and the powerful do not go into exile. So we could say the same thing. The happy and the prosperous and the powerful do not become voluntary refugees, leaving their native land, their way of life, everything they knew, their families, risking their very lives in order to escape it. So I thought it might be useful in this light of entrepreneurship to look at definitions here. Let's start with communism. Communism, a system of social organization in which all economic and social activity is controlled by a totalitarian state dominated by a single and self-perpetuating political party. That's what communism is about. That's the system that our then president was proclaiming and praising on March 21st a year ago. Socialism, the stage following capitalism in the transition of a society toward communism, characterized by the imperfect implementation of collective principles. Well, now contrast that with this definition of capitalism and just ask yourself the self-question, where are we in America today? Capitalism, an economic system in which investment in and ownership of the means of production, distribution, and exchange of wealth is made and maintained chiefly by private individuals or corporations, especially as contrasted to cooperatively for state-owned means of wealth. So when you get an American president prior to his visit to Cuba speaking to business owners saying, you didn't create that, you didn't make that, it was the collective, it was the state who made that. Well, let's just come back to de Tocqueville for some hope in what he saw for America. America offered 1,000 new pathways to wealth. That's what de Tocqueville wrote in 1856 or so. America offered 1,000 new paths to fortune and place riches and power within the reach of the adventurous and the obscure. I'm going to read that one more time better so that you get this. America offered 1,000 new paths to fortune and placed riches and power within the reach of the adventurous and the obscure. So, Tracy, when you came on early today, I welcomed you and championed you as a fellow adventurer. So as you think about that quote, Tracy, if you'd unmute, America offered 1,000 new paths to fortune and placed riches and power within the reach of the adventurous and the obscure. Tracy, what do you think about that quote?
It excites me to know that somebody so long ago could see the value of entrepreneurship then, like we do now.
You know, I feel the same way. It just elevates my spirit. It emboldens me. It excites me that de Tocqueville in 1850s could see that and see that potential in America. And hence, he would say things like, America's greatness is the goodness of her people. Why? Because America offered 1,000 new paths to fortune and to wealth. and to power and put it within the reach of the adventurous and the obscure. America's greatness is the goodness of her people. And when her people cease to be good, America will cease to be great. Well, now you begin to understand why, as we think about these five dimensions, industry is such an important, and in fact, over and over and over again, de Tocqueville praises America and her people for their industry and for their goodness and for their belief in deity. That's why he says America's greatness is the goodness of her people. And when her people cease to be good, America will cease to be great. I might get another one here. The exercise of the intellect became the source of strength and wealth. Well, there's another one of our dimensions, the intellectual dimension. It's our very second one. It's the exercise of the intellect became the source of strength and wealth. Look, these six dimensions aren't just, you know, cooked up overnight with some idea of an individual. They're based on the human experience and the things that make individuals great, that facilitate their ongoing progression and development, and that make our nation great. Industry, intellectual dimension, the dimension of spirituality. Right there, he hits three of them very rapidly. Look, that's de Tocqueville. I really admire the kinds of things that he had to say about America and democracy in America and the hope that it brings about. All of that, the teamwork that he observed, the commonality in spirit that he observed, the way we treat our people, including our women, as he observed it, and the opportunity for the adventurous, yea, even the obscure, to exercise industry with equality of opportunity, made this nation great. Now, Georgia, I think you're on. Georgia, I'd like you to take a minute and comment on what de Tocqueville thought of America, his view of America, and your view of this great land of ours.
I think there's a land no other. I think the whole pioneer story, the people that come here to create America were great people, and they left that legacy to us to continue it. They didn't have any welfare programs. They had nothing. They came here with dreams and hopes and desires, and I think that's what he's saying. The greatness of the people that came here and created America is our legacy to be that as well.
Georgia, that's exactly why I wanted to go to you, because I knew how you would feel about those great pilgrim roots and pioneer roots that make this land great. I'm pleased to be associated with you. Tonight, I just wanted to underscore the virtues and the values of that fourth dimension of industry, entrepreneurship, are opportunities to gain wealth, to take one of those thousands of pathways available to wealth, making power and opportunity available to the obscure. That's what lies before us in the sixth dimension. Now, not everybody that has become part of our family is interested in the entrepreneurial aspects provided by sixth dimension. But when that's the case, it's usually been because they have an extant entrepreneurial opportunity. They're working as a dentist, or they're working as a business owner. They're already living an entrepreneurial dream. And the reason to sign up with sixth dimension in that case is because we give tools and technologies and systems that fuel that entrepreneurial opportunity. I wanted us to just immerse ourselves in the thought. We started with Seth, asked him, what is entrepreneurship? What is an entrepreneur? one who is interested in or who does create their own economic opportunity and engine, and who operates that business opportunity. Welcome to the world of entrepreneurship, because we are part of that pilgrim and pioneer spirit that gives us hope of moving forward. It's great to be with you. Would you take a moment to reflect and write things that stood out to you, things that are important to you, building on the heritage of this great land and building up that heritage for future generations in exactly the sixth dimension way. Would you just ponder, reflect, and write what 3 to 5 things stood out to you in our entrepreneurship coaching session tonight? What do you want to have happen in your own entrepreneurial life? What 1 to 3 things are you willing to do in order to make that happen? I'll just take a little pause here, about 5 minutes, and then we'll come back and dive into a second half of an opportunity meeting. We'll just pause right there for just a minute. Let's take some of your thoughts, maybe some things that you wrote or that you felt strongly about from our coaching session. Let's see. Jonna, why don't I start with you? And Tracy, you're on deck.
I loved the quote, "The exercise of the intellect becomes a source of strength and wealth." I've experienced that in my life, not the wealth part, but the source of strength. I love to read, but I don't read, or I didn't. So let's say last year I wasn't reading like I liked.
Yeah.
And now that I have started reading more, and the knowledge that I glean from what I read, and it leads me to more and more and more, and I just become stronger and stronger from what I learn. And then I quit reading after a while. And I have seen, I feel like a personal example in the truth of this statement, in that as we continue to read and grow, and I remember you saying this weeks ago in something that as we continue to read and grow stronger, that will continue, and we will keep becoming more and more and more. But as soon as we stop, we can't expect for that to keep happening. You know, I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say, but
Jonna, I think you're explaining it beautifully, and you're very articulate, and your passion comes through. That's why we're here. That's why we're here, knit together in sixth dimension. So that we can apply ourselves in a community, teamwork and unity as de Tocqueville talked about, united in this pattern of progression and growth and development, so that we encourage one another and help one another in ways that we all become better. So what a great quote directly related to one of our important dimensions. Look, at our conference on Saturday, we're going to talk about each one of those dimensions and some of their key facets and some of the resources that are available inside of each of those dimensions that you can access unilaterally, but also some of the things that we're going to do to expose them to us together collectively. So I love, Jonna, that you picked up on that. Just awesome. That really, look, this discussion, the discussion of what you felt, what you experienced, what you're committing to do in these coaching sessions is the spirit of sixth dimension. What just wonderful. Tracy, I said you were on deck. One thing for you.
Well, if anything, I've definitely learned I'm going to pay much more attention through the whole program because you call out on people. In all honesty, I did not reflect. I was taking care of another personal matter. So, but I will agree with the last gal that united. It's amazing to see the people on here and that we can unite to build this and learn more about the six dimensions together.
Man, Tracy, thank you so much. You're exactly right. Look, I know some of you watching this, not in this space and time, but in a future space and time, because you couldn't be with us personally, don't have that interactive opportunity. But we hope that you catch the spirit of it, that you feel the power of what goes on here as we share and as we exchange. This is the power of the sixth dimension. So I just love that. Thank you very much. Let's see, John Nebaker, let me go to you. One thing for you.
Okay, I'm on, I guess.
Yes.
Well, John, it took part of my thought there. The exercise of the intellect becomes a source of strength and wealth. I think of it this way. Man was meant to be free and to create and to become. That's the purpose why we're here on Earth. So entrepreneurship is, to me, is simply the vehicle to do that. So we own our own destiny. I love that opportunity. We own our own destiny. It's up to us what we want to make of it. And that's why I like Sixth Dimension. It's a great way to learn how to become what we really desire to become in a way that is understandable.
John, I love the way you said that. We own our own destiny based on the choices we make. Our decisions determine our destiny. And so when we come to understand, know and understand natural law, just as we did tonight. Look, the direction of the world, this notion of globalism in the world, is not a notion of global capitalism or global entrepreneurship. It's the notion of global socialism at best, tipping towards capitalism. So once we understand that what de Tocqueville saw, this is a French nobleman who wrote two volumes on democracy in America, when it was a very young democracy, and yet he could foresee into our future. He could see that the goodness of the people make America great. But when the people cease to be good, America would cease to be great. That's the message. And while that quote may not have been a direct quote of his, that is the message he gives over and over and over again. Ronald Reagan is one of the people that attribute that quote to de Tocqueville. He saw a vision, but it's based on that ability to own our own destiny starts with an understanding of natural laws, understanding these principles of man is meant to grow, develop, progress, become, understanding the nature of our creation, understanding that as natural law. That's what our founders saw. The founders of this great nation recognized that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, growth, development, progress, property, entrepreneurship. That's what they were saying. That's the natural law that the founders of this great nation believed in, hoped for, hoped we would never lose sight of. So, John, I love the way you say that. And when we come to know those natural laws, we own our destiny as we adhere. As we adhere to those natural laws, opportunity opens. Well, the application, the utility of, the exercise of intellect becomes a great source of our wealth and strength. That's the knowing and adhering to those natural laws brings about wealth, power, even more opportunity, success. We can just keep going on and on and on. But if we choose to make decisions that are contrary to the things our founders knew to be true and accepted as natural law, if we choose to abrogate them, non-adherence, then it leads to frustration, failure, discouragement. These are the principles of sixth dimension. It's learning that we elevate ourselves first. If we would change our circumstances, we must change ourselves. Look, I'll take you back to one more de Tocqueville quote here. We gave you a bunch of his quotes. Here it is. The poor man. So, let me back up. No, I'll just go with the poor man. So describing in contradiction to what he observed in America, the issue of industry, entrepreneurship, and adherence to a higher being, an acknowledgement of a higher being, all of that in contrast to this. The poor man retains the prejudices of his forefathers without their faith. In other words, each one of us, in that great generation that de Tocqueville saw, he saw greatness. He saw faith and industry. Of course he saw that there would be people with prejudice and with difficulty. Nonetheless, what he observed into our future was that the poor man in our future would retain all the prejudices of his forefathers without their faith. If I go on, I'll say the poor man again. The poor man would retain the ignorance without their virtues. He has adopted the doctrine of self-interest as the rule of his actions. You see, our founders described it, that proclaimed it this way. We, the people, the poor man in our day who retains the prejudices of their forefathers without their faith, who retains their ignorance without their virtue, proclaims it, I, the person, my rights, what I want. That's why in sixth dimension we talk about personal growth, personal development, but helping others, lifting them, not just about us, but caring for, being interested in, and elevating others around us is part of the value we espouse here, so that we can create wealth. Not just create wealth for self, but to create wealth for self and others in a glorious way, that there's nothing to be shy about there. Now, that doesn't mean that the sixth dimension entrepreneurial opportunity has to be for everyone that enrolls. You may already have an entrepreneurial opportunity. But here, for those who do not yet have one, we provide another one so that you can lift other people and provide one for them, and so that you can help create wealth for yourself and for others. That's how we apply the natural law here. Instead of non-adherence to those principles, which is what de Tocqueville and others feared, and therefore they saw that it would lead to frustration and failure and difficulty. That's what the sixth dimension opportunity is all about. We know that it has to start from a firm and strong foundation of our own. That's why we talk about this little illustration of get the oxygen mask on ourselves first. Once it's on, as we can engage those next steps of recognizing the early signs that sixth dimension is having an effect on our lives, on the way we think, on the way we choose to act, on the way we feel, on the richness of our lives. Look, if you weren't on our coaching session on Tuesday, you might not have heard the fact that we talked about three kinds of goals. Debut goals. It's that first goal that springs from your soul when you first enroll in sixth dimension and you go, man, I want my life to be better. I want something meaningful. And something springs from your heart and formulates itself as a goal in your mind, and you begin acting upon it. That's the debut goal. Short-term goals are like the ones we just did. Open your high-performance journal and ask yourself, what did I learn here? What stood out to me? 3 to 5 things. What do I want to have happen? Well, that's a short-term goal. What am I willing to commit to do in the next few days, the next week, or the next 2 weeks in order to make that happen? And then long-term goals, as we talked about, the smarter goals, the goal wizard, my goals, smarter goals, the long-term goals that drive our plan. You probably, if you weren't here with us on Tuesday, missed the story of Randall and his debut goal when he signed up just about 3 weeks ago now, maybe a little less. And he what gushed forth from his soul was, I want to lose weight, and I want to lose weight rapidly. He reported on Tuesday that as a result, 2.5 weeks in, he was down 11.5 pounds. That's what Sixth Dimension is all about. It's about dreaming again. It's about hoping again. It's about becoming better, feeling better. As soon as you recognize an idea or a thought or a behavior or a difference being made in your life as a result of your debut goal, recognize. Become a product of the product. That's number one. That's what it's all about. And as you become a product of the product, recognize it early on. And then celebrate it boldly. Share it with other people. Post it on your social media sites. And then when people respond back, engage them. Thank them for recognizing them. Tell them the difference that Sixth Dimension is making in your life in terms of a case open routine. And invite them. I'd love to hear about your goals, the things you're working on, the things that are meaningful in your life. I'd love to invite you to see what Sixth Dimension is all about. Not for everybody, but it might be for you. Come and see. That's what Sixth Dimension is all about. Elevating ourselves, getting that oxygen mask on ourselves first. And then, when we rapidly recognize the difference that it's being made, that's being made in our own lives, to invite others so that it will make a difference in their lives. Well, as we launch our very first conference, just 25 days after launching Sixth Dimension product, you're going to learn more about the power of the product, the tools that are available, how to use those tools, systems, technologies, and techniques to grow, develop, become, and how to share with other people. As we do so, not only will you grow. Sixth Dimension is all about personal development and growth. It's about helping other people. And it's about creating wealth. Oh, the wealth creation will happen on different schedules for different people. I've acknowledged a number of different people who, within the first couple of weeks, have 3 people. Just so you remember, the nature of what we do here is provide an entrepreneurial opportunity for those who want it by compensating for specific behaviors. It's what distinguishes us from what you might be doing in your multi-level marketing plan. We compensate for specific performances around 3 behaviors. And that is to sell, to help, and to train. Now, Georgia has scolded me a little bit for that word sell, because it scares people. First of all, what we mean by sell is exactly what we just described. Number one, in your responsibility to sell is to become a product of the product. That's your chief job in order to sell. Become a product of the product. But don't wait to lose 11.5 pounds like Randall did. Don't wait to grow your own economic sales engine before you begin to share with others. Look for the early indicators of change, growth, development, that you're thinking differently, that you're behaving differently, that you're acting in a way that is bringing about a different circumstance in your life. So become a product of the product. Recognize that you're becoming a product of the product. Celebrate that by sharing it in your social media mechanisms. It could be email, it could be Facebook, it could be Twitter, it could be Instagram, but share it. Let people post likes, but some of those people will post comments. When they do, engage them and tell them thank you. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for noticing that my life is a life of growth and development and progress. I appreciate it. Sixth dimension is making a difference in my life, and I'm grateful for it. I'd love to hear about your goals and your priorities and invite. That's all we mean by sell. We don't mean hard sell or pressure. As you study the principles inside the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System, which is available to you in your Basecamp course, you will understand that these are the principles of professional selling, which never includes pressure. It never includes misstatement or in any way miscalculating what we're about. So when we mean sell, we don't mean, you got to be a high pressure salesperson or you've got to be the best salesperson in the world. We simply mean become a product of the product, recognize that, celebrate it, engage people when they engage you, and share. Now you'll have people closer to you that you can do that with. But as I explained to Georgia, I'm not embarrassed of the word sell because it is fundamental to entrepreneurship. So you might, if you're more comfortable saying, I want to share it, you might choose to do that. From a corporate standpoint, I'm likely to stay with sell because it also rings true that when people sell, they earn a commission. That's entrepreneurship at its fundamental level. And so when you do those five things that I just suggested and someone becomes a member, someone that you're now elevating, lifting, helping, then we're going to pay you a 33% commission or $60. So you can see that on your $180 per month membership, if you get three people here to join with you, as they become excited about opportunity to grow, develop, become, progress, as both Debbie and John proclaimed, is the natural state of the human condition, that we long to grow and develop and progress. And when you find others who are a kindred spirit with you in that, and you help them and you elevate them by inviting them to sixth dimension, we're going to compensate you. And we're going to ask you to help them. Help them do what? Help them to become a product of the product. Help them to recognize that they're becoming a product of the product. Help them to share that with their near friends and family and those they're connected with on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc. Help them to do that. And when you do, we're going to compensate you again for that help. And then train them to help others. And when you do, we're going to compensate you again. So that out of $180, which by the way is for two people, not for one, it's really $90 per month each. Now, if you're an individual, you could bring somebody else in, or you could just carry that load and carry the opportunity that goes with it. $60 at when you sell, $25 when you help, $25 when you train. That's out of that $180. We deliver back in compensation $110, 61% to our partners because we honor you. We love you. We want you to prosper in your entrepreneurial opportunity. And that's why we do that. I don't know. I don't know how long it will take you at each one of those stages for Debbie and Mike, or for Georgia and Johnny. That all happened within a couple of weeks. For others, it's been 3 weeks. Some of you now are into this from our launch 25 days ago, well, 23 days ago. You might have signed up early and still not have one. So I don't know what it will be for each of you, but I will say the degree to which you adhere to the principles that we describe in our entrepreneurship coaching session and in our Goal Theory Day coaching session just 2 days ago, you are more likely to accomplish these goals of helping other people and creating wealth for yourself and others when you have an explicit goal, including a smarter goal with an action plan to make sure that you can accomplish it. So it'll happen for different people in different ways, but I would think that if you set a goal for around 30 days, you could accomplish that. That would mean in 90 days, you could have all of that done, and that would equal an additional $900 into your household budget. Now, a week ago, we did this with Braden Evans was on. I asked him how old he was. He said, I'm 30 years old. Would that make a difference in your household budget? He said, absolutely. I calculated it out, as I promised I would. This would be, if Braden just took that and invested it at what Mr. Ramsey in our financial industry, financial and career fitness section talks about, you ought to be able to get a 12% return. If you did that until Braden is the age of 60, that's worth nearly $3.5 million. So even if that's where you stop, I'm going to sell three, I'm going to help them to get three, I'm going to train them to do what I just did. That alone is worth over $3 million. But you need not stop there. You can continue to lift and elevate and help other people in any way that you see fit. You could calculate for yourself what it would mean. I don't have Mike on. He's at a church meeting someplace, so I'm not going to do this math for you. But if you did this for 1 year, if that took you 90 days, there are four 90-day periods in a year. So if you said, I'm going to do that four more times, that would be 12 people. Now, I use this illustration only for you to be able to see that this sell thing, which is scary to so many people, it's why that Griffin Hill Integrity Sales Base Camp is so important. That course being available to you is so important because people are afraid of that. It's why we want to change that word to share or something similar. But also because of Integrity Sales System, I'm proud of that word. I'm a proud salesperson. Salespeople must have integrity. Oh, you can win a deal by lying to somebody once or twice, but it will in the end be your destruction. So I'm proud to be a salesperson. Nothing happens in this capitalistic economy without somebody selling something first. That's what drives it all. That's what drove it when de Tocqueville saw our land in 1850s. It's what drives it today. Nothing happens in this economy unless someone sells something. And so I'm not likely in my language to change that word. But because it's scary, just think about this. In 1 year, 12 people, that's all. That's the most you would ever sell under this example. 12 people. But remember, you want to help those 12 to get 12, and you want to train the 12 that you got to help others to get 12. And as a result, that turns out to be $47,340 every month forever. What is sixth dimension all about? Personal development and growth. That's the start place. Helping, lifting, elevating others. That's the second plank. And then creating wealth for ourselves and others. That is the sixth dimension opportunity. And I am a proud salesperson and a proud capitalist. And I'm really comfortable being in that camp as compared with socialism or communism that is being espoused as globalism in our world today. I invite you to think about your goals and your opportunities. Would you just take a moment and reflect and write? What do you want to have happen in your life? We started this just by asking others how you felt about the coaching session. In what ways are you thinking differently? Or maybe it's a thought you've always had, but now you're thinking it more proactively, more energetically. Recognize the difference that sixth dimension is making in your life. What 3 to 5 things did you feel or think in this second portion of our coaching session tonight? What do you want to have happen as a result? And what are you willing to commit to do in order to make that happen? All right, I'll give you a little bit of time to reflect and write. Seth, as soon as you've had a chance to reflect and write for a moment, if you've got something that you'd be willing to share with the group, I'd like to hear from you first tonight.
Yeah, I really like the idea of, well, I never considered myself an entrepreneur, but really, entrepreneur is just another word for salesman because they're creating their own economic opportunity. I mean, yes, somebody hires you to sell something, but then you are the captain of your own success economically, just like you would be as an entrepreneur. You just have the backing of a company behind you as well. So I never consider myself an entrepreneur. And so I thought that was really interesting how we were able to define it.
What a brilliant takeaway that you gleaned that one lesson. Is powerful and profound and empowering. Among the things that you should be thinking to tweet tonight, or that you should be thinking of posting on Instagram tonight, is that I'm a proud entrepreneur and salesperson. I'm grateful to whatever your entity is and sixth dimension. You know, that would be a great post. Recognizing that a new thought, a new idea has changed your paradigm in ways that it will change your life. Well, I don't want to keep us too long. We're done. I'll stay and respond to questions as long as anybody wants to stay. Thank you for being with us tonight. I look forward to everybody at conference tomorrow. I think we only had a couple of people sign up for the Friday night activity. So if Mike's back, Debbie, hang on for just a minute after we're wrapped up here. And I think the Evans were the other, are they still on? I think they dropped off. Are the only ones that signed up for the Friday night activity. We'll talk about if you really are passionate about that, then I'll be there. But if everybody was just trying to be supportive, then I won't make you do it. Hey, great to be with you tonight. Thank you very much. See those of you that can be with us on Saturday. We're going to start at 9 a.m. for an optional portion. The conference will not start until 10 a.m., 10 to 2. It's going to be just a rich unfolding, better understanding of the product, the tools, the technologies, so that you will be empowered as an entrepreneur, creating and operating your own economic engine. Great to be with you. Thank you. See you on Saturday. And I'll stay and respond to questions.
So I actually have a question. Yes, oh, sorry. Well, you can. someone else.
Seth, go ahead.
I haven't registered yet because I had missionary week is Saturday from 9 to 2. But if I can get a counselor to go, I'm wondering how late I can still register for the conference. Could I do that still tomorrow?
Yes, you can do that tomorrow. But if the earlier in the day tomorrow, the better, because I know that we've got team getting food and all those other kind of things. So I'd love to have you here, Seth. I think it would be valuable. But you also happen to know that I am a great supporter of your other responsibility on that day.
Okay.
So whatever.
Perfect. Works best. Thank you.
Yeah, we'd love to see you tomorrow.
That's Saturday. What counselors are for, right? So,
yeah. Step John, you had a thought or a question.
I was wondering if we could get a list of books that you recommend. You know, I had mentioned the other night in our meeting about truth, and there's so much out there. And I would just love to have a list of the books that you recommend for us to read.
Donna, oh, it's as though I planted that question. So one of the things that you'll see with at conference is that we will recommend at least one book in every dimension. And with that, an opportunity to do a book club experience on that book if you want to opt in. And then we'll just continue to grow that list so that people can have access to books that elevate and inspire me and others, and that are consistent and with the orthodoxy of the sixth dimension systems. So Jonna, great question, and that's going to be a part of what the conference is about on Saturday. Awesome, well done.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Debbie, it looks like you're unmuted. Did that mean comment, question?
Sort of. I have a question about, you know, you keep showing that triangle and then you abbreviate things, and I've tried to take notes. I'm wondering if at the conference we can have access to handouts so that I can put, I'm keeping a notebook of all this stuff, but my notes are so scratchy and yucky, I can't follow it as well as, I'm just wondering, will we have access to some of those things?
Great question. The answer is yes. Every slide that I have ever used in an opportunity meeting, you're going to have access to. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to post it, but all of those will be available so that you can be able to push them around and tug and pull and create your own order and your own flow, choosing things that you want to include, choosing things you don't want to include, or the variety of things. And in addition to every slide, I think it's fair to say we ought to put together some slides with that piece. I'll have our team work on that so that it will be ready for Saturday. So yes, our intention on Saturday is to just give you all the resources that you need to be empowered in your own entrepreneurial venture. And that includes access to all those slides, including some of my thoughts about what makes for a good organizational flow for that kind of a meeting.
Okay. And will we have access to those for those of us who like even hard copies, that we can print those and put them in a notebook or?
Absolutely. You're welcome to print them. You're welcome. But you'll have, and again, I don't know how they will come. Knowing Cameron, his nature is to be a digital man. And so he'll probably post them at a place where you can download them, and then you're welcome to print them or use them or organize them in any way that you'd like.
Okay, another thought or question. For some reason on my Achievement Hub, it's got Mike's name on there, and I try and log him out and then put my login in. And when I click on it, it says Deborah and my password, and I click and it says Mike up at the top. And so it was doing that. Cameron fixed it at EntreCon, so that if I were going to sign somebody up, it puts them under my brother John. And so he fixed that, but John's name is back there. So my whole hub is like messed up. Should I just bring my computer?
Yes, everyone should bring your computer or your iPad or your phone or all of the above. Be prepared to work on the technology, become fluent in it, and answer any kind of tech questions. So yes, bring it, Deb.
Okay.
That'll be great.
And then my last thought, and sorry to take so much time.
No, you're great. That's why we stay.
Okay, even though I've been missing some of these trainings here, I just want you to know that I am, again, on the move. And feeling directed in a way outside of my old comfort zone and yet very comfortable with it. But it's just very exciting. The more I am learning, I'm going back through some of the material, and I just want it all in my head. And I'm just feeling like I'm supposed to prepare so that at some point, I think it was at the EntreCon, Kim made a comment that we were talking about, well, Scott does all the presentations, and she said, I think that there will come a time where he's not going to do that. And boy, that clicked with me, and I have come home a little like, oh my goodness, there will come a time. And so I am feeling propelled in that way to prepare for that. So I don't know if that's good news for you or...
it's just awesome. And look, I'm going to be available for as long as anyone needs me to be places to help and lift and elevate. I'm committed. And I'm hungry to empower. And that's really... I know I've been working toward conference to get us to that point, so that we can begin the process of empowerment. Doesn't mean we're just throwing you out of the boat into the deep end of the lake. I'm here to help and will be continuously, but we also want you to be able to have the flexibility and the power to act. We're actors, and that just excites me. Debbie, well, you said another thing here that you just want it all in you. It's part of why I've just kind of kept a little bit of a regulator on exposing too much of what is in each of the dimensions, what's available, because I don't want it to overwhelm people. We make the system small and applicable by saying, hey, I'm taking one thing at a time, just one step at a time. Instead of, there's all of this. And so I've really been hesitant, but conference will give us a place to explore that.
Well, maybe. you also spoke at two of my daughter's stake this last weekend. You spoke at Angie and Lacey, they were in that stake and one of the wards. And so Angie came and they were just so impressed. But Angie made a comment. She said, Mom, did Scott tell you about his journey and why he's doing what he's doing? And I said, you know, he has said there is a story there. And I said, I feel bad because I always just chew his ear off with my stories or whatever. But she shared with me something that you, when you took that bike ride, and it was like, what have I done, when you committed to it? And I was like, as soon as she was telling me that, I was like, oh my goodness, this is the journey I took when I signed up and came home and said, what have I done? And right after we talked, I told Mike, I said, Mike, I feel like the Lord is, there is something here bigger and greater than us that I'm supposed to be a part of this. And I feel like Scott is so directed in what he's doing that the Lord is doing something, and it's just blowing my mind where this is going. And I feel very much a part of it, and yet so inadequate, and yet not with him. Does that all make sense?
It does, and I am touched beyond what you could know by your feelings and your willing to share them. Thank you, Debbie.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate Thanks for listening, always.
Hey, before you go,
Okay.
Mike and my daughter are the only two who are signed up for the Friday night activity. And if Mike is doing that just to be supportive and be a good sport, we're really good to cancel the Friday night activity. What do you want to do?
Well, I'll tell you, it is, I think out of all the dimensions, the physical is the one that was like, okay, I really ought to do something. So I told him, okay, let's do that. I've never hiked the Y. Let's just go ahead. And it was mostly to be supportive, but because it kind of terrifies us a little bit. So we're good to cancel and we'll do the physical.
No. If you're serious in, then we're doing it.
No. We're good. We'll do something else. He'll probably be relieved because he's doing it to support me, and I'm doing it because I'm trying to push myself out of my comfort zone. So, but I was concerned about the weather. My neighbor just died across the street, so I've been helping her a little bit, her husband, and we're okay to cancel. If there were going to be a whole bunch of people, I know he'd come home from tomorrow from work and say, okay, let's do it. So that's kind of how we're doing it.
Okay,
but
look, coming off of a full day of work, knowing that we're going to intrude on your Saturday, let's let you off the hook. And then if there's another day that you want to go hike the Y on a Saturday when I don't have a state conference in the evening, let's go do it.
Oh, good, because it's a women's conference. Well, that's Saturday, too. Okay, we're good. We'll do it when the weather gets good.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
See you on Saturday.
Okay, bye-bye.
And Annie, looks like you're unmuting.
Yeah, I am, actually. So one thing I've been thinking about is wanting to find ways to reach out more to, you know, Georgia and the group of people. And that's part of the reason why I went down with you, in being a support and helping with the whole process. And so I'm grateful you're doing this conference this weekend, because I know I'll get another opportunity to spend time with Jonna and get to know her a little bit better, because, you know, I kind of feel like a little out of the loop since I wasn't there originally when she signed up. And I feel like it's important we are a full part of that process.
Yeah, I think we're not going to get everything done on Saturday that I want, but that is a piece that we intend to talk about.
Okay.
We might not get all the way on this topic, so it may be that if we don't, that we'll do one of our entrepreneurial coaching sessions on this topic of giving more help and training and what that looks like and how to do it. And it might be more than one entrepreneurial coaching session.
Okay. That's perfect.
But we might get a start on Saturday. And you might want to hang on, because Jonna looks like maybe she's got a comment or a question.
Okay. Sounds good.
Jonna? Maybe not. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
See you all on Saturday.